I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Listen now, you mother...
Politics, politics, humor, humor, tequila, tequila, and an IQ of under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Arch Pop Radio, Radio, Radio.
Hi, my name is Bart. This is Bart Cop Radio, heard on BartCop.com, and this is show 36. Me, I think it's the best show we've ever done, but I'm looking at it through Bart's eyes, and I got no idea how you're going to look at it on that end. We got a bunch of stuff today, and it's a little different. We're going to spend sometimes 10 minutes on a subject. Now, I know that's really unusual for me, but I ran into a couple of subjects that needed to have some 10 minutes spent on it, so that's what we're going to do. Before I tell you what's on the show, let's run the checklist down, see what we need. Oh, yeah, it says shot of Chinaco, so let's get that out of the way. As you know, God's first miracle in Canaan was to create the fantastic Chinaco Añejo tequila. Oh, and it is so fine. Right now my mouth is just flooding. When that splash hits your mouth, the flavors just explode. It's like a firecracker going off your mouth. Oh, it feels so good. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about today's show. The IRS has put a gun to my head and demanded that I do a certain performance, so we're going to have that. Got a little bit of Dave, got a little bit of Denny Crane. We also have a little bit of Jon Stewart, can't have a show without Jon Stewart. We got a little bit of Orwell Rolls in His Grave, I got a review for you there. A little bit of Colin Quinn, but it goes by so fast, if you blink, you're going to miss it. We have Tarantino on Stern, he's going to explain race relations to us. We got a little bit of Susan McDougall. Actually, we got more than a little bit of Susan McDougall. We got Bob Woodward. That's the chilling part. That's the part, if you think about getting a permanent this week, don't bother. This will curl your hair. So, big, big show. Let's get right into it. Boom!
This is www.bartcop.com.
Everybody's been talking about the Bob Woodward appearance on 60 Minutes last Sunday. I cut out a few snippets and have some comments.
Rumsfeld and Franks work out a deal essentially where Franks can spend any money he needs. And so he starts building runways and pipelines and doing all the preparations in Kuwait specifically to make war possible.
And remember, for a year after this, Bush kept telling the American people, I haven't decided. War is the last option. I have made up my mind. We don't know if we're going to. War is a last resort. We don't want to go to war. But the whole time he knew he was the lying SOB, he stole $700 million to give to Tommy Franks. I can understand the runways, but the pipeline? Why was the pipeline so important? Could it be because they were going to steal a whole lot of oil and that the whole reason for going to Iraq was to steal the oil so the pipeline had to be built? There's just no sense in conquering Iraq and not stealing the oil. Where's the profit in conquering Iraq?
This
repositioning forces,
it gets to a point where in July, the end of July 2002, they need $700 million, a large amount of money for all of these tasks, and the president approves it. But Congress doesn't know, and it is done, they get the money from a supplemental appropriation for the Afghan war, which Congress has approved. So
the Congress doesn't know what's going on.
That's right.
But of course it was a wonderful plan. Superb, successful plan.
True, but some people are going to look at a document called the Constitution, which says that no money will be drawn from the Treasury unless appropriated by Congress. Congress was totally in the dark on this.
The Bush family evil empire has a long history of ignoring the Constitution. It goes all the way back to Granddad Prescott when he was helping Hitler. George Bush the Smarter conducted illegal foreign policy on his own in 1980 by asking the Iranian kidnappers to hold our diplomats until after the election. Swear to God, you know those kidnapped victims, you know they're all going to vote for Bush. It just is the most amazing thing in the world. It's a well-known fact that they illegally did this. They broke the law. They committed treason by conducting their own foreign policy to affect the election. They stole that 1980 election. Everybody knows it, but nobody cares. The press doesn't want to talk about it, and the Democrats sure aren't going to bring it up. Why? That would be rude. But this whole constitutional thing, it runs constant. Cheney and the Bush boy, both being from Texas, running on the same ticket, you can't do that. But they just decided to screw the Constitution, and the Democrats said, oh, that's okay with us. We don't mind losing again. Because we're Democrats, we just sit there and take it. No matter how many crimes they commit, we just sit there and watch and say, he's my president. He's my war hero. Oh, God, it makes me sick. You know, the Republicans are so in love with this gang of thugs. No amount of proof in this world, there's no mountain of evidence that would ever, ever convince them that they did anything wrong. I've never seen anything like it in my life. You know, when Clinton got caught, and much to our detriment, the Democrats just lined up to condemn him every single night. Crossfire and all the other shows every night. Yes, he's a scumbag. Yes, he's an immoral failure. Yes, he's a bad, bad man. Yes, he's an evil man. They just went on and on, the Democrats, constantly, every damn night for years about what a horrible beast Clinton was because he had a damn girlfriend. Now here we've got the president and the vice president, quotes, stealing and raping and murdering and killing and invading and just on a global crime spree, and the evidence is just clearer than Lake Concha. But no, nobody will say it. There's not a Republican, number one, that will stand up and say, there's something wrong here. Our president's going a little crazy. They're stealing money. They're illegally invading countries. They're stealing assets. They're stealing oil. They're just on a big crime spree. Nobody will say that. The Republicans, I mean, part of me wants to respect them for this, but, you know, the logic says, you bastards. They stick with their man no matter what. They stick with their murderer, but we threw out our shoplifter. That just kills me. Democrats are so eager to screw themselves, and the Republicans would never, ever raise a voice to their president, no matter how bad the global crime spree gets.
The vice president led the way in declaring that Saddam Hussein definitely had weapons of mass destruction. Before that, the president had said only that Saddam desires them.
This man is thumbing his nose at the world, that he desires weapons of mass destruction.
But 10 days later, the vice president said Saddam already had them.
There is no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction. There is no doubt that he is amassing them to use against our friends, against our allies, and against us.
That was obviously a total fabrication, a 100% whole cloth lie that Cheney made up. Remember, he said Cheney was the hot guy to invade. Bush, apparently he's got no ambition. He just stands there with his finger in his nose trying to figure out when his next break is. Cheney was just dead set on getting even with Saddam and dead set on turning that oil over to Halliburton. You know, obviously Halliburton has made billions off this war. We will never know how many billions because it's all a secret, and the terrorists win if we find out how big we were robbed by the Bush-Cheney cabal. Cheney was always the one. We got to invade. We got to invade. We got to invade. We have to. We have to. We have to. Let's go, go, go. And then he got up there and lied, and nobody will call him on it. Why won't anybody call him on it? The only place you can find the words Bush lied, Cheney lied, is on some radical websites. Yeah, the radical truth tellers are the only ones in this country that will allow the facts to enter into the political discussion. The networks, the newspapers, the TV talking heads, and the talk radio Nazis, they're just all backing this up, every single one of them. You can't find a truth teller in this country except for a couple of radical websites.
And 12 days after that, apparently the president had been persuaded.
A lot of people understand he holds weapons of mass destruction.
You know what else kills me? When they're caught in one of the biggest lies of the last 50 years that's killed so many 700 Americans and thousands of Iraqis, when they get caught in this big monster lie, what is their punishment? They're called to explain themselves, not under oath, in private, together so they can keep their crooked story straight. When the hell have you ever seen a cop pull over two guys in a car and say, tell you what, Why don't the two of you get together and come up with a story, and the three of us will talk about it, and it's okay if you lie. It's only when it's important. Boy, Clinton had to go under oath and explain Monica, but no, they don't have to. Plus, they were sure to record that so they could broadcast it again and again and again and again. And if you ever noticed, they added a red tint to that when Clinton was doing his, I don't know what the meaning of the word is. They added a red tint to that to make him look embarrassed. I mean, obviously he was embarrassed, but you can't stay red-faced embarrassed for hours. It's just not possible. But they added the red tint. They got him under oath. They asked him where his cock had been again and again under oath for public consumption because he had a girlfriend. And now we got these sons of bitches raping the world, stealing trillions, and they don't have to explain under oath. They don't have to explain in public. They can explain it together with their self-appointed jury, their hand-picked, cherry-picked jury behind closed doors where they can lie without any penalty. What the hell is wrong with this country? Why don't the Democrats effing do something?
Prince Bandar enjoys easy access to the Oval Office. His family and the Bush family are close.
Close? Their families are close? They've been in bed together for decades. Bush the Smarter is currently an agent for the Saudi royal family. He is their agent. He works for them. They call him and say, George, we need this. And he says, yes, sir. What can I get for you? My boy is the president. My boy runs the planet. My boy's got the biggest military in the history of the world. What can we do for you, sir? And they write George Sr. a check, and he gets on his knees for the Saudi family. What do you mean, close?
And what we're told is that Bandar has promised the president that Saudi Arabia will lower oil prices in the months before the election to ensure the U.S. economy is strong on election day.
Do you mean to say that the BFEE and the oil companies and the Saudis got together to manipulate the price of gasoline in America for political purposes and to gouge the consumer to make extra trillions they don't deserve? Is that what you... I don't believe it. Bush is too good a man. He's too godlike. He's too nice. He's too sincere to be part of some kind of fraud to raise the price of gas for 3.5 years, and when the election comes, his buddies drop the price of oil. I don't believe it. He would never do that because he's such a good man. He's a Christian. He's close to God. He says so. He says he went to war for real reasons. He says he's not plundering and raping the entire Iraqi assets. How could anyone say something bad about this Christian, sincere, and honest man who would never make a deal with the other oil companies and the Saudis to screw America out of billions of dollars? He would never do that.
And you also say Bandar wanted Bush to know that the Saudis hope to fine-tune oil prices to prime the economy in 2004. What was key, Bandar understood, were the economic conditions before a presidential election.
You know, it's pretty obvious that the Saudis want Bush to be reelected. I mean, what could be better? To be the rulers of the billions and billions of dollars in the Saudi kingdom, and on top of that, you own the president of the United States. How cool is that? They own Bush more than the oil companies do. They own Bush. Think how cool that would be, to sit in your mountain retreat somewhere in the Rockies, knowing that you owned the president. Whatever you want, you say, hey, boy, get it for me, boy. And he says, yes, sir. And the president of the United States does whatever you want. Think how magical that would be. You can have anything you want. Good thing Saudi Arabia is not invading other countries, because they might say, boy, we're going to take Kuwait and Iraq and Jordan and Egypt. Is that okay? Yes, sir. The president of the United States would tell him. The commander-in-chief of the largest military in the history of man would tell him, yes, sir, do whatever you want, sir. I'm with you, sir. I'm right behind you, sir. Thank you, boy.
Oil prices are at an all-time high.
They're high, and they could go down very quickly. That's the Saudi pledge. Certainly over the summer, or as we get closer to the election, they could increase production several million barrels a day, and the price would drop significantly.
It seemed like a sign, because right after he said that, they took a break. They went to some CBS News update, and guess what the top story was?
Good evening. The average price of self-serve regular gasoline hit $1.80 a gallon. That's a new record.
And once again, nobody cares. The millions of people who went out and bought SUVs, if the price goes to $5 a gallon and it costs them $200 to fill up, they don't care because Bush is a good man and they love him. If their son or daughter dies in Iraq for no reason, that's okay. Bush is a good man. If your taxes go through the roof and you lose your Social Security and your medical care, that's okay because Bush is a good man. At least he's not having sex. That's all we care about. It's okay if the economy is empty and Arlington is full. At least he's not having sex. That's the only thing that counts in America. You sons of bitches. You idiots. You yellow streak Democrats. What the hell is wrong with you? Why don't you fight back? What would it take if an atomic bomb went off in New York effing city? Would that get anyone's attention? What would it take? Are you just going to sit there and let him do this? Again and again, over and over, term after term. Has John Kerry once even mentioned the word Diebold? Does anyone out there know that Kerry has mentioned that word? Is he going to do anything about it? Is he going to try? Is he going to do anything about Florida? Is he even going to try? It won't help to lose Florida and lose the election because of a crooked voting machine and then say, we should investigate. No. Handle it up front. What's wrong with you? How in the hell did you get where you are, Mr. Kerry, by not looking ahead for danger? You don't jump out of a damn airplane and then say, does anyone know where I can get a parachute? That's how Democrats are. Afterwards, they ask themselves, what can we do to get out of this? No, you avoid the shit up front. Why don't they want to win? Does anyone have an answer? Why did the Democrats plan to lay down again? I know it's too late, but I tell you, my instincts are strong. General Clark would not have laid down. General Clark would not get on his knees for a fellow bonesman. Oh, this is just making me sick. You know, I'm still going to vote for Kerry, but he's got loser written all over him. He's not trying. Now and then he throws a punch, and then he goes on a two-week vacation. When Bush was having his worst of his term, Kerry went to Idaho for a week. Oh, my God. Can't you wait till after you're elected to take your vacations, Mr. Kerry? Don't you want to win? Are you doing anything about Florida? Are you doing anything about Diebold? Are you doing anything about having a fair election, Mr. Kerry? Or are you just going to say, F it, and go down in defeat? Another Gore, another Dukakis, another Mondale, Polite. Jesus.
Top Radio. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.